translators to go to get their works printed. Nowadays, self-publishing has, cornered its own little stake in the market. It's a very much a viable option. Joining us on the program now is Managing Director for bookprinting.co.nz, Dave Else. Dave, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Andrew.
Self-publishing as an option, as I say, back in the day, and this is going back a wee bit, hand-typed manuscripts that were sent from publisher to publisher. With self-publishing, certainly some other options, technology has changed the way we do things here.
Yes, indeed. I think probably there still is a lot of people which go from publisher to publisher because they don't realise that self-publishing even exists still. But there is, the technology has advanced so much now that self-publishing really is a viable option.
So talk us through the process of this. Do you, can you, take your manuscript to a self-publishing house such as yourself, or can you approach the house first, and what's the process for somebody who's perhaps thinking about writing a book?
A lot depends on the book and, you know, how people want to use the book. There's a lot of people, a lot of authors out there who want to sell their books, and they approach a traditional publishing house who, you know, if they accept their manuscript, that's really great for them. But unfortunately, there's a huge amount of material out there which gets rejected time and time again. And it's really good material, and people should get to see it. So they approach people such as ourselves with the option to self-publish their book.
Now, just in terms of clarity here, we're talking about physical publishing, not electronic publishing. A ink and paper book comes off
exactly,
the press.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about here.
Traditional books that you would find in any bookstore.
How much of the self-publishing side of things is, I suppose, publishing for friends and family, a short print run for, if you like, personal use, rather than saying, I've got a story to tell and I want the masses to hear it?
There's a large proportion of that type of business. As an example, we would do a significant number of family history books and this type of thing during the course of a year. Which is really great because, you know, the family get to see it and it gets handed down through the generations, but it's not of mass appeal, so, you know, a traditional publishing house is just not going to touch it, basically.
But at the same time, a published work gets printed, and with the technology, you can do relatively short print runs without the cost being too extravagant.
Exactly, yeah. We can... literally, we can print one book if necessary. It's not really viable to do one book, but we very often do minimums of like 20 books, and it's also viable up to like maybe 1,000 books.
Is it possible for people to self-publish and then perhaps be discovered and for their book to go, if you like, mainstream from there, and for it to start a publishing career?
Yes, indeed. In fact, we've had more than one of our self-published books who've been picked up by publishing houses. And in fact, the other day I was just looking on the TV at a young girl in the UK who'd been publishing online her book in stages on a blog, and that had been picked up by a publishing house, and she now has a contract to write three books.
I suppose
it does happen.
It does happen, and I suppose the pros and cons of it with self-publishing, you have to put the money up front. You're, I suppose, taking the risks of it, and sometimes it is where you're paying for the product rather than your writing earning you a living.
Yeah, exactly. The investment can be whatever you want to budget for, basically. If you want to start off with a small run to test the market of, say, maybe 50 or 100 books, you might be looking at an investment, depending on the size of your book and whether it's colour or black and white and all those sort of issues. You might be looking at maybe between $1,000 and $2,000. But the big advantages are every book you sell, you keep all the profits from it.
So, I mean, that's...
You go to a traditional publisher, and many of them want fees up front to cover the cost of their printing and such like, and you'll be tied into a contract because obviously they're in business to make money, and they've got significant overheads.
So, I mean, that's a very reasonable price, you know, particularly if it is something for friends and family in that regard.
Yeah.
So with that particular process, I mean, how does that work? Do you say, hey, look, I've got this manuscript, how do we turn it into a book? Do you come alongside and advise with layout and presentation and ideas for how the book's going to look as well?
A lot of people have a firm idea of what they want. Many people have, you know, done a lot of the work, but they need a bit of help. It usually starts off with either a phone call, or in our particular case, we have a website which people go on, and there's a form on there which they can fill out to get a quote. They ask simple questions like how many pages are in your book, how many colour pages, how many black and white pages, this type of thing. And we can give people a pretty accurate idea from that of what they're up for to produce their book, basically.
Very good indeed. And further details, bookprinting.co.nz. Dave Ells, thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much.
Dave Ells, Managing Director of bookprinting.co.nz. It is 23 minutes to 10, and well, whether it's a family history, writing your memoirs, a short autobiographical piece, or, book of poems, something like that. Somebody who has written their own story, and it certainly has been an inspiration to many. My guest in the studio after 10 o'clock is Catherine Sylvester, her journey through the pain of infertility and the hope that has come through that journey as well, in particular her book Thursday's Baby. She joins us in the studio, as I say, after 10. From books to movies, though, sounding like a game of charades, Johnny Clister joins us in the studio.